Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday. The number of phishing attacks on smartphones is up by more than a third in the past few months as criminals try to access company networks. Let's talk about it with Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout, author of the book Swiped. Adam, help us understand what these phishing attacks look like.
Well, a lot of them, you know, there are four types of phishing attacks. There's general phishing. There's spear phishing, where you get something that you feel like is personalized. There's vishing, where you get an actual call from someone who's trying to get information from you. And then there's smishing, SMS text-based phishing, which is where you get a text. You think it's from the company or from a government agency or a health organization, and you click on it, and then you get yourself in trouble.
And more of these are coming up. Is that because of the pandemic? Everyone's at home using the smartphones even more than normal?
That's exactly right. You know, we're living at a time now where people are maniacally focused on anything that's coming from work or anything that's coming in relation to COVID-19. And as a result, they are more likely to click on things. And then you've got the whole issue of work from home, homeschooling, device sharing, doing your job, living your life, and realizing you're up against folks who you are their day job.
And so companies, obviously concerned about this, is there anything they can do? I mean, it seems silly that a company network can be brought down by someone just clicking on a text.
Well, the real problem is that so many people are using their own personal devices that more and more companies are actually supplying devices to their employees with all of the security protocols that they demand on anybody accessing their system. So they know exactly what the devices are, where they are, who's accessing their system. That doesn't mean someone still couldn't click on a wrong link and create a problem. But more and more, these devices have specific software on them that block you from clicking on things, or at least will notify the user that you've clicked on something. It might be dangerous. It's quarantining it.
Seems like that's a bigger expense up front for the company. I have to buy all these devices. But it's just impossible to guarantee that employees are doing what they're supposed to do if it's their own devices.
Well, no, that's very true. And just so many people have just no clue, and they're diverted, and they're using personal devices, and it becomes a real problem. But as a company, whatever expense that I take on by supplying mobile devices to my employees is going to be a heck of a lot less than the expense that I'm going to incur as a result of becoming a breach victim.
Thanks so much, Adam Levin. Good insight. Adam is founder of Cyber Scout. He is also the author of the book Swiped.